Almost Kabbalah Satira. And I wanted to share with you something that's a very big chiddush, and it's very relevant to every single one of you. It's also relevant to me and to your Rebbeim, but especially I wanted you to realize the importance of what I'm saying and how it is relevant to you. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah tells us something that we all know. Unlike kahuna, which is only for kahanim, which some of you are, but not all of you. And if you wanted to be a kohen, there's no way that you could become a kohen. The only person who ever became a kohen is Pinchas. But that's that. If you're born a kohen, you are a kohen. If you are not born a kohen, you will never become a kohen. Malchus was given to David HaMelech. That's a little bit more complicated. There were other kinds of malachim. But right now, nobody's becoming a melech. Comes to Torah, Torah is available to everybody. And the Rambam says that very, very simply in the third Perek of Hilchos Talmud Torah. He says exactly that. There are three crowns. Keser Torah, Keser Kahuna, Keser Malchus. Gimul Ksarim Heim. B'shloisha Ksarim Nichteru Yisrael. They were crowned with three crowns. Keser Torah, Keser Kahuna, Keser Malchus. Keser Kahuna, Zocha by Aaron. Shenem Avahoy Soloyu Lazare Acharov Bris Kahuna Soilam. Keser Malchus Zocha by David. Shenem Azare Loilam Yehia. Keser Torah, listen to the language. Hare Munach V'Oimed. It's waiting for you. Umuchan. It's ready. L'chol Yisrael. Shenemar, a pasuk that we all know so well, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. What does it say afterwards? Morasha, it's the inheritance of all of Kehilas Yaakov. So Torah belongs to every single one of us. Every one of us. But what does that mean exactly? What does that mean? So I would say it belongs to every one of us to learn it. I'm entitled to learn it. Nobody can tell me it's not your chelek. No one can tell me you're not allowed to learn it. No one can tell me you're not smart enough. No one can tell me that you don't belong to this because you're not the biggest tzaddik in the world. Even the malachim didn't want us to have the Torah. But Hashem said, forget it. It belongs to Bnei Yisrael. Marasha Kehilas Yaakov. And there's no differentiation. Every one of you. And it also means that everyone can be and should be the biggest Talmud Chacham that he could possibly become. But there's one thing that is not mentioned here, and I think it's a tremendous chiddush. Because if somebody would ask me, what about being mechadish Torah? What about interpreting the Torah? So then I said, well, I'm going to interpret the Torah. I don't even know what's on Daf Dalid. Altogether, I'm going to say things on Daf Beis because I'm learning it for the first time in my life. Of course not. I open up a Chumash. There's 100 Mefarshim, Gedolim, Tzadikim, the biggest people in the world. People who knew Torah on their fingertips. People who were like Malachim. I don't belong to that. I'll learn what they say. But I don't belong to that Chevra. And for me to look at a Pasuk and try to say my own Pshat? Out of the question. Right? Where do I come to say a pshat? The best thing I can do is understand a Gadol's pshat. I'll understand a Rashi, that's great. I'll understand an Or HaChaim, beautiful. I'll understand a Ramban, I'll understand a whatever. But for me to go and look at the Pasuk on my own, that's the most brazen thing, it's the biggest chutzpah. Doesn't that make sense? Like, who are we to, you know, we're just starting out. So I'm going to look at a pasuk and say a pshat. Let me read to you a Rambam. One of the most amazing Rambams. Because of its implication. That what I just said is not true. The Rambam says, every person, it's appropriate for him to look into the Torah and figure it out for himself. Now, it's interesting. The Rambam here is coming from from a certain angle. This halacha that I'm about to read to you is in Hilchos Me'ilah. Any of you know what Me'ilah is? Yemayel in Hekdesh. It means you're not allowed to take Hekdesh, karbanos or objects that belong to the Hekdesh, whether it's animals or physical objects or whatever it is, or money, and you use it for your own purposes. You make this Kodesh into Chol. So you're over in Aveira, and depending upon how you did it, b'shoigig, b'mezid, what are the consequences? But it's an Aveira. It's an Iser Gomer to use Hekdesh. And the person who uses it is called a Moyel, Memvav Ayin Lamed, Moyel b'Hekdesh. And the idea of Hekdesh is Me'ilah. The theme, the topic is Me'ilah. The Rambam has what I'm about to read to you at the end of Hilchos Me'ilah, which is really remarkable, what it's doing over here. Because the Rambam's going to tell you something, that if you are interpreting the Torah, you're not allowed to mess up. And the Rambam says, let me give you an example of how you mess up. And he says the following. These are his words. But then I'll get to the main point that he says a little bit at the beginning earlier. He says, Dovar shlo yimtza lo itam v'lo yeda lo ilo. He's looking at a pasuk, he's looking at a mitzvah, and he says, quote unquote, he says to himself, this makes no sense. Well, that's a terrible thing to say about anything in Torah. It makes sense. What the chesaron is, I don't understand it. That doesn't mean it doesn't make any sense. But that's the human nature, that if he doesn't figure it out, he doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. So what does he say? He says, Al yehi kal be'enav, let it not be light in his eyes. You know, let him not dismiss it. It makes no sense. Let's move on. But then he says, B'loyaris lalis al Hashem pen yifritz bay. Sometimes when you don't understand something, the first thing you say is, oh, this is mysticism. This is Kabbalah. Kabbalah. And you start saying all kinds of things that you don't know what you're talking about. So that you're not allowed to do either. You can't go into something and you're not a big mumcha in Kabbalah, you're not a mekubal, and say, well, this means something else and this means something else, because you don't know what you're talking about. And that's also a corruption of Torah. And the third thing he says is, he has one more thing. After he says, "Lo yaris al Hashem pen yifritz boy v'lo tei machshavtoi boy kemachshavtoi b'shar divrei chol," don't look at the Torah and try to interpret it like it's a history book or a mathematics book. Torah is different. But after telling you all these three warnings of how not to look at Torah, he tells you at the beginning, "Like, why am I talking to you all together?" says the Rambam. Only Talmidei Chachamim Gedolim are allowed to look into the Torah and figure things out. So of course you're not going to be allowed to do any of these things because it's none of your business. Your business is to sit there and learn and understand. You have no creativity in the Torah. You have no shaychus to the Torah. You're not supposed to figure it out. So maybe the Rambam's speaking only to Talmidei Chachamim. And he's warning the Talmidei Chachamim that when they delve into the Torah, they have to be careful. It's not so. Listen to the first words of that same halacha. Roi la'adam lizbeinein b'mishpitei ha'toyra ha'kedosha v'leida sof inyonam kefi kocho. There are a lot of very unusual Rambams and a lot of very fascinating Rambams. To me, this line is the most fascinating line in the entire Rambam. What is the Rambam saying to me? Roi la'adam. What is adam? Doesn't say roi litzadik. It doesn't say le'gadol hador. It doesn't say roi le'talmid chacham gadol. Roi le'adam. Are you an adam? Yeah, you're also an adam. So we're all adam. The Rambam says roi le'adam, and then he says at the end, he said kefi kocho, according to his capacity. Is b'nein b'mishpatei ha'toyra ha'kedosha v'leida soif in yonam, to delve into the ultimate understanding of it, kefi koichi, according to his capacity. Well, what if his capacity is limited? What if he just started out? What if he doesn't have that great brain that Gedola Yisrael have, that tremendous genius? He says, kefi koichi, according to his strength, according to his capacity. What should the Rambam have said? What would I have expected the Rambam to say? I would have expected the Rambam to say, if you are a major Talmud Chacham, and you have capacity that's been proven time and again, and you wrote a lot of Sfarim, and you taught a lot of Torah, and then you look at a pasuk and you try to figure it out, so you are mechuyev to figure it out, because that's your chelik in Torah, but be careful about those three inyonim. Don't go too deep and don't go too off, then you'll be okay. But he doesn't speak to Talmid Chacham and Gedolim. He doesn't speak to Mechabri Sfarim or to Rashi Yeshiva. He's speaking to Adam. And he says, Kefi Kocho, you're supposed to figure it out according to your capacity. You know what that means to me? That you and you and you and even those two that are not paying any attention, even they have the ability, the capacity, and the privilege, and since the Rambam says Ro'i, the responsibility to figure the Torah out for themselves. It's an amazing Rambam. The Rambam says you look at a pasuk and something's bothering you, you're entitled to be bothered. And if you think you have an idea, as long as you don't violate the rules, you are obligated to figure it out. Even chukim, you know what a chuk is? Doesn't have a meaning, doesn't have an explanation, doesn't have a reason that human beings can figure it out. Only Hashem. But even the chuk, the Rambam says, try to figure it out. Amazing. He says, Harinema batoru shmartem es kol chukoisev es kol mishpatev asisem oisam omru chachomim liten shmira vasiya luchuk mishpatim. Asiya is obvious. Shmira, you have to be careful. But he says, careful when you're figuring it out not to go off the track. But as long as you know that you're not going off the track, sometimes we don't know, so we have to be super careful. But as long as we know that we're not going off the track and we know that we're not saying something stupid, you know, people can say things that are ridiculous, so that's a corruption of the Torah too. But if he thinks that he understands something, he gets up at the Shabbos table and he says, you know what I think? I'll give you an example. Someone came over to me in shul. He doesn't know that much. Became a Baal Teshuva later in his life. And he hasn't really learned much. But he has a tremendous feeling for Hebrew language because he comes from Israel. And not every Israeli has a tremendous feeling for the language of the Torah, but he does. So he came up with an idea. He says to me, you know, it says, V'ahavta l'reyacha kamocha. Right? What does reya mean? Who's your reya? Reya means a friend. He says, Reya is Reish Ayin. What Reish Ayin also means what? Bad. So he says, you know what it means? Even if he's bad to you, you should love him anyhow. Like Reb Levi Yitzchak Baditchev all of a sudden. Every Jew is good, every Jew is great, every Jew is wonderful. Now, is that a corruption? No. But is it a Rashi? Did he find it in Rashi? Did he find it in the Gemara? Did he find it in one of the Mefarshim? Maybe it isn't one of the Mefarshim, such an idea. But that's not the point. He found it in his head. Maybe in his head and in his heart. And he saw Ra and Reya are the same Moisiyas. Does it violate any of the rules? I don't think so. Do I have to swear this is the Pshat? Or this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant when he said V'ahavta l'reyacha? No. But it's roi lo adam lizbainein b'mishpatei haTorah leida soif in yonam kefi kocha. That's his kochai. And he has looked into this pasuk. What's the value of it? The value of it is because the Rambam is telling each and every single one of us that the Torah belongs to you. That you're not a stranger to it. You're a balabas. You have a kinyan in the Torah by virtue of the fact that you are a Jewish male, that you have a responsibility to look into the Torah and make it your own by figuring things out of your own capacity, kefi koichai. I think it's an incredible idea. When it comes to Shavuos, and we're going into Shavuos, and there's this incredible thing called Matan Torah. And every single Yid was in Matan Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling them, that's what this Rambam implies, that I don't want you to think that the Torah belongs to the Talmidei Chachamim only. I don't want you to think that the Torah belongs to you because you'll support Talmidei Chachamim, or because you will admire Talmidei Chachamim, or because you'll hold the door open for Talmidei Chachamim, or stand up when they walk in, which is all very wonderful. I want you to know that the Torah belongs to you because you have a privilege, a right, and a responsibility to think for yourselves and figure the Torah out. That's a tremendous, tremendous idea. And I never would have said it. I would have been much more exclusive. I would have said, who's a right to explain something in Torah? The giants of Torah, the rest of us. We just have to listen. But it's not like that. That's what the Rambam is telling you. Roi lo adam, doesn't say chacham, doesn't say tzaddik, doesn't say gadol adar. Roi lo adam means you and me. And lizbeine means to think deeply. We all have that capacity. You'd be amazed what... I have another Talmud who teaches, I think it's fourth grade in Queens somewhere. And he puts together a sefer every couple of years of all the questions and answers that these kids came up with on the Chumash. And it's a beautiful thing that they ask questions. Then you see, you know, Rashi said that, and the Ramban said that, and the Sephorno said this, and the Chizkuni said that. It's amazing what they come up with. But they never learned any of these Mefarshim. They're not on that level yet. So where does it come from? It comes from thinking. It comes from looking. It comes from taking the Torah seriously. It comes from the excitement of engaging the Torah because he's showing them that the Torah belongs to you and that you could even put out a sefer, so to speak, at the age of whatever a fourth grader is. That's an amazing thing. But you're much older than fourth grade and you have a much bigger capacity. Take a chance. Make the Torah your own. Make the Torah something that you want to understand. Now, of course, the Rambam doesn't like Balei Gaiva. Nobody's going to go and say, well, I understand the Torah just as well as Reb Moshe Feinstein. But none of us have that problem. None of us are Balei Gaiva. Most of us, on the contrary. Most of us think that we don't really have such a big connection to Torah. Yeah. We learn, we try our best, and we're busy with other things, and in life, you're going to become... I'm going to become a Gadol Ador. I know my limitations. I'm not going to become the Gadol Ador. Doesn't matter. You still have your chelek and Torah. And that's what we say, v'sein chelkenu b'sor asecha. What does it mean, v'sein chelkenu? You have your chelek. Well, chelek doesn't mean the little bit as opposed to the whole thing. Chelkenu means you have your unique chelek. Unique chelek. And I haven't the slightest doubt that you can come up with ideas that could be as profound as anyone else, as even of Gedolei Yisrael, because since we are entitled to have a chelek, and since the pasuk says Mayrasha Kilas Yaakov, that means that you and I both have the capacity to reach understandings that are able to hold up all levels of Torah. And that, of course, since we do have that chelek, it's a big incentive. When a person sings, when a person thinks that something belongs to him, he treats it differently. It's not your neighbor's Torah, it's your Torah. And it's not the Gadol Hador's Torah, it's your Torah. If a person has that attitude, his whole approach to Torah is different, because it's mine, it's my baby. And if you feel that way, you may even become a Gadol B'Torah, if you feel that way enough. But that's not my point. I'm not telling you have to become Gedolei Yisrael. But you have to feel that the Torah belongs to you. And this Rambam is the biggest corroboration. Roi Lodim, you should put it out on a sign, you know, on the wall. Some people have pictures of, I don't know, basketball players on their wall. I don't know what they have on their wall. But some people maybe should have this line on the wall. According to what your capacity is. That's what I wanted to share with you. I kept you a little bit longer than you usually get dismissed. I'm sorry I came late. Abba, I'll be more than happy to come again on time. Okay, you should have a tremendous yontif and you should have tremendous hatzlacha in life.